to the second part. Read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 9. It uses here the term use hospitality.
And
you might think, oh, shouldn't it not be give hospitality?
Yes.
But there are two types of hospitality. One, you can be the giver, you are the provider of hospitality. And of course, you can also be the receiver of the hospitality. What was it talking about? Now, if you would travel from one place to another place, to the
village,
yeah, it often depends on somebody giving you shelter, offering you hospitality.
نیازمند اون کسی هست که در خونش رو باز کنه و مهمان نواز تو باشه.
Yeah, so you didn't have to sleep in the streets.
خیابون نخوابی. جاده نخوابی.
Yeah, Jesus, when he sent out his disciples, he told them, go into the city and find a house. Stay there.
Yeah,
the people that would receive you. And then stay there. Yeah, and that was a big favor to receive.
Yeah.
It cost to feed and shelter somebody. And also, there were risks involved. Yeah, especially if it was a complete stranger. And we do have examples in the Bible where this actually went wrong. Yeah, like the story of Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. And also in Judges 19, another story. Now we live in parallel times. Yeah, so when we do this, we need to access some wisdom. You don't want to invite some psychopath in your home.
Yeah.
And you need to be more careful with your children. Yeah, but when you would be the guest somewhere, yeah, then be a good one, be a good guest. Yeah, do not be a pain in the neck. Yeah, you've been given hospitality, be a good guest. Even if you're receiving hospitality from a person or even from an organization. Be thankful for what you're getting. Even if it's not the best. Don't go around complaining. Do not rack up their bills. Do not create problems for your host. Be a good guest. Yeah? It's not your right, it's a gift to you. Yeah, when you give hospitality on a person, do it as a gift. Yeah, not expecting something back. Now, it would be right for somebody to return a favor if you would knock on their door. Yeah, but don't grudge if they don't give you back the same you gave them. Or if they're not able to help you, for whatever reason, yeah, when you give hospitality, let it be from a gift, do not expect anything back. Now go on and read verses 10 and 11.
و هر یک به حسب عطایایی که رافته باشد یکدیگر را در آن خدمت نماید چونان کارگزاران امین فیض گوناگون خدا اگر کسی سخن گوید مانند الهامات خدا بگوید و اگر کسی خدمت کند بر حسب توانایی که به خدا بدو داد باشد و بر همه چیز خدا به وسیله عیسی مسیح جلال یابد که او را جلال و توانایی تا ابد
آمین. Even so means the same to another.
برای دیگران انجام.
Now this certainly applies to what we just discussed. Yeah, giving hospitality. I already mentioned it in two-way street. And so yeah, being giver of hospitality as well. And I know several of you have already have given or are giving hospitality to others. And if you read the Bible, you will find out that it is actually an important characteristic of a Christian, to be hospitable. That being both directions, being a good guest. Yeah, not leaving some kind of stench behind you when you leave somewhere. Having people say, thank God they're gone. Yeah, hope they never come back. That's not a testimony you should leave place with. Yeah, but also being a person that opens their homes when people knock on their door. And of course, it's not only pointing to letting people stay over at your home. Yeah, it can be even inviting in your home for a meal or something like that. Being hospitable. Now, go to Timothy 3, 1 and 2. And then we'll see how important of a characteristic it is.
و نه میگذار یا خشن یا تماع منافع من را مشروب بلکه بزبار و نه جنجو و نه پول پرست.
Yeah, so if you are not given to hospitality, it says here,
اگر مهمان نواز نباشی,
you do not even qualify to lead the house of God.
نمیتونی رهبر و اون خادم خداوند باشی.
It's a requirement for somebody.
برای یه نفر که خادم مسیح باشه، یک شبان کلیسا یا یک کسی باشه، اولین صفتش باید مهمان نواز باشه.
Go to Titus 1,
7-8. 7-8 رو بخونم. زیرا اسقف میباید چون وکیل خدا بی‌ملامت باشد و خود رای یا تحکم مزاج یا میگسار یا زننده یا تماع سود شرم‌آور نباشد بلکه مهمان دوست خیر دوست خردمندیش عادل و مقدس پرهیزگار.
Yeah, if you do not love hospitality, yeah, you're not a good steward of God. And you cannot leave the church. And of course, these qualifications are not only for pastors. They are for everybody. This is just a minimum requirement.
Yeah,
for somebody to be even considered for the office of pastor or bishop.
دفتر شبانی انتخاب بشه باید مهمان داشته باشه.
No, hospitality is a big deal.
مهمان نوازی خیلی مهمه برای
شما. Do not use it begrudgingly.
و اون رو با خصاصت ندید.
Be a good guest, be a good host.
و زیادی هم توقع نداشته
باشه. Minister that gift.
هم مهمان خوبی باشید. هم
صاحب خونه خوبی. And it will hold for all the gifts as well.
و بقیه هدایا دو طرف.
We receive gifts from God.
ما هدایایی از خداوند دریافت کردیم.
To be a blessing with to others. And yes, we enjoy the blessings of those gifts ourselves as well. Yeah, but remember they are gifts from God. And we have to bless others with those gifts.
And
also let's make a spiritual application here. If you are a Christian today, yeah, you've been given the greatest gifts. Yeah, eternal life, salvation. So bring that gift to others by sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
Minister that gift, minister the gospel to the lost.
خدمت کن اون هدیه رو به دیگران بده.
being good stewards of the grace that God has given you. Go back to 1 Peter 4 and read verse 12.
ای من خوبان تعجب منمایید از این آزمون آتشین که در میان شما و به جهت امتحان شما می آید که گویا چیز غریب بر شما واقع شده است.
You should not think it's strange.
تعجب نکنید.
Yeah, when you have trials.
وقتی آزمون تو زندگیتون اتفاق می آید.
Yeah, God never promises a life without trouble.
خداوند هیچ وقت نگفت زندگیتون هیچ وقت آزمون نخواهد.
And this is not a popular message.
این پیام
Many Christians have this idea that the Christian life should be without trouble. Yeah, and they listen to false teachers who tell them to have their best life now. Now for the unbeliever that is true, this is your best life. Yeah, because hell is waiting for you. Yeah, but for the Christian, this life on earth is not our best life. We have eternity in front of us. We have a glorious hope. Yeah, we'll go into the millennium and reign with Him.
Jesus Christ.
We'll have a new body. Yeah, we will not sin anymore. Yeah. These Christians think that they can sail to heaven trouble-free. Ever over a lake that has no ripples on it in the water. Now, if that was you, sorry to pop your balloon, because we will suffer in this life. And Jesus is our example. And verse 12 said, yeah, don't be surprised. Yeah, have that mind that wasn't Christ. That mind that was willing to go through suffering, doing the will of God. Second Timothy 3:12.
Yeah,
and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
همه کسانی که میخواهند در مسیح عیسی به دینداری زیست کنند آزاد خواهند
live right before God.
با خداوند درست رفتار
کنند. Stop the flesh.
دنبال گناه جسمتون نباشید.
Walk out of the spirit.
دنبال روح خداوند
باشید. Live godly, the holy life.
زندگی پرجلال داشته باشید.
Yeah, and you will suffer persecution.
سختی ها و آزمون ها را تجربه خواهید کرد.
That's a promise.
Yeah.
Expect something in your life.
Yeah,
do not be surprised if you have to go through hard things. Yeah, the lake is not always smooth. Yeah, sometimes there are big waves.
So
it refers to 13 and 14.
بلکه آنها تا آنجا که شریک رنج‌های مسیح هستید خوشنود شوید تا در هنگام ظهور جلال وی شادی و برگ نمایید. اگر به خاطر نام مسیح توهین می‌شوید خوشا به حال شما، زیرا که روح و جلال روح خدا بر شما آرام می‌گیرد که از آنها او دشنام می‌شود و شما تمکین می‌یابد.
Should make us upset when we don't have a smooth sailing.
اگر سوار قایق بادی شدیم و موج‌ها ما رو به دست انداخت و ناراحت
شدیم. Don't be surprised and instead rejoice.
تعجب نکنید بلکه شاد
باشید. That is a blessing attached when we suffer for Christ.
برکت داریم وقتی در مسیح خدمت می‌کنیم.
Yeah, we already saw that when we go to trouble and tribulations, when we suffer, we grow. But we also bring glory to His name. That in the end, you will be proven right. Yeah, in the end, there is glory. Yeah, suffering for Christ is a good thing. Yeah, we don't go looking for it. Yeah, but when it happens, we should not be surprised and know that it's pleasing to God. Yeah, when you live godly, the world will despise you. Yeah, they will speak evil of you. Yeah, so be ready. Yeah, be ready. Christ is our example. Do not be surprised. Yeah, but here's the other side of the story. Yeah, we will suffer one way or the other. Yeah, read 1 Peter 4, verse 15. Yeah. So here are other ways you can suffer. Ways that do not bring glory to God. Yeah. And you could even be doing these things as a Christian. Yeah. Murder brings suffering. Yeah, and if you talk about murder, also think about abortion. Of course, you might have been jailed because you murdered somebody. But what about when you do an abortion? Yeah, which is unfortunately legal in all of places now. That will bring suffering to your life. Can you be forgiven? Yes, you can be forgiven. But you will never see the child grow up. You will miss that joy. You will not see him or her married. You will not see the grandchildren sitting in your lap. Why? Because she ended that life. If you have committed that sin, the Bible says confess your sin to God. And he's faithful to forgive you and cleanse from all of our sins. And we don't have to keep hitting ourselves with what we did in the past. Yeah. But that doesn't mean there are no consequences. There is loss. Yeah, stealing brings suffering. Yeah, you can end up in jail. Oh, but what if you don't get caught? Oh, you are always caught. Because God has seen it and he will bring correction. Being an evildoer will cause suffering in your life. Or being a busy body. It's interesting, and this one is in the list as well. Yeah, being a busy body can bring suffering to your life. Yeah, going around sticking your nose in other people's business, gossiping, will eventually end up bringing suffering to your life. Yeah, it's not good not to have enough things to do for yourself. Yeah, and then involve yourself in a life of others. Now, this, I think it's especially a warning for women, but not alone for women. Yeah, and here's an interesting thing. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. And there is this verse that a lot of people are confused about. But I will bring it up because it's nice to 15 here. Go to 1 Timothy 2:15. And it talks about women being saved by childbearing.
اما به زاییدن رستگاه خواهد شد اگر در ایمان و محبت و خصوصیت و متانت ثابت
بماند.
یعنی با زاییدن رستگاه نیستیم؟
This means I, when I have a baby, I don't know that I have a baby. No, of course not. It's not talking about spiritual salvation. Yeah, you can be saved from a lot of things. Yeah, when Peter was walking on the water towards Jesus and the doubt was sinking,
داشت راه می‌رفت و بعد شک کرد و داشت غرق می‌شد.
He shouted, save me.
فریاد زد منو نجات بده.
Now what did he spiritually say for the moment?
آیا پتروس در اون لحظه از اون آب نجات پیدا کرد، نجات روحانی به دست آورد؟
No, Jesus pulled him out of the water and saved him physically. نه،
مسیح فقط از لحاظ جسمی از آب درش آورد.
Yeah, it simply means that women are saved all the trouble in their lives.
ولی این به این معنیه که خیلی سختی‌های زندگی رو یک زن نجات پیدا می‌کنه وقتی بچه دارد.
When they have children. When they follow the instructions of the Bible in regards to the God-given role.
Now,
if you have children, you know that having children ends up with a lot less time in your life to spend gossiping and being a busybody. Yeah, this is one of the things that saves you from by just being busy. And for the man, because we can be busybodies as well.
Yeah.
And we are supposed to work hard.
Be good providers.
Yeah. If we are idle, we can also bring ourselves into trouble.
And
become busybodies.
Yeah.
Here's a nice example. David and Bathsheba. Okay, David was looking at Bathsheba. Yeah, who was not covered enough. But why was David there? Was he supposed to be not roof looking? No, he was supposed to be in battle.
Because
he was the king, he was supposed to lead the charge. But he decided to stay home and send his army out. Then he got himself in a lot of trouble. Yeah, just to make a point. Not only women, also men. Yeah, so don't be a busybody. Yeah, and if you have too much time on your hands, do something for God with it. Go to verse 16 of chapter 4. First Peter 4, verse
16. اما اگر چون مسیح رنج به کسی از پس شرمنده نباشد بلکه از این جهت که خدا را تمجید نماید.
Yeah, so when you suffer, let it be for the right reason.
Yeah.
Don't suffer because you are walking after the flesh. Because you commit murder or you're stealing. Because you're an evildoer or a busybody. Yeah, that is shameful to you. It puts you to shame. Yeah, but suffer as a Christian here. You have the word Christian here used. Yeah, somebody who's Christ-like. Yeah, there's no shame in that. Yeah, that will bring the glory to God. Go to verse 17 and 18.
زیرا زمان آن رسیده که داوری از خانه خدا شروع شود و اگر شروع آن از ماست پس عاقبت کسانی که انجیل خدا را اطاعت نمی کنند چه خواهد شد و اگر عادل به دشواری نجات یابد بیدین و گناهکار کجا تبدیل خواهد شد
Yeah, God judges his children. He's not letting them get away with it. Yeah, remember, he changes every son. He loves. And God is not a respecter of persons. Yeah. If we do things wrong, he will chasten us. He brings judgment to our lives if we do things wrong. Yeah, like we saw in the generation of Noah. Yeah, of those who perished in the flesh. Yeah, some of them were saved. Yeah. When the later Fiona. When we as Christians are scarcely saved from trouble in this life. Yeah. What do you think he will do with in righteous?
Yeah. فکر میکنین با اون که اصلا خدا رو نمیشناسه چیکار
کنه. Those are who God's wrath about.
اون که خشمش میشه نه محبتش.
31:19 last verse.
آیه 19 و آخرین آیه اول پتروس. از کسانی نیست که بر حسب اراده خدا رنج میکشند جانهای خود را در نیکوکاری به خالق امین بسپارند.
Yeah, so Christ suffered for us. He is the example we follow. Be ready. Have this mindset that suffering will come to you. Do not be surprised. Yeah, but there is a right suffering and there is a wrong suffering. Yeah, don't be that person that suffers for the wrong reason.
برای دلیل‌های غلط
yeah, because you walk in sin
چون در گناه قدم
because rebel against God
ضد خدا قدم قیامت کرد
there is no glory in there
هیچ جلالی از آن نیست
yeah, it's shameful
خجالت‌آوره
yeah, be the person that suffers right
کسی باشی که درست شخصی بگید
yeah, because you're doing the will of God
چون خواست پدر را انجام میدید
yeah, and it will be a blessing to you It will help you grow. It will make you more Christ-like. You will earn rewards in heaven. You glorify the Creator of heaven and the heaven and the earth. Yeah, it's been given that we'll have suffering in this life.
زندگی این زمینی ما سختی ها رو خواهد داشت. اما تصمیم بگیرید که این سختی ها رو می‌خواهد.
And know when we suffer because we follow Christ. Know that He is a faithful Creator. He is the one that keeps you. He is the one that brings you out. He is right with you when you stand for truth. He is the one who hears when people speak evil of you. And I want to close with the words of Psalm 18. The first few verses. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation. And my high tower, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. 3.
ای خداوند، ای قوت من، تو را دوست می‌دارم. خداوند صخره من است، دل من و رهاننده من. خدایم صخره من است که در او پناه می‌جویم. او سپر من است، شاخ نجات و قلعه بلندم. خداوند را که شایان ستایش است می‌خوانم و دشمنانم نجات می‌یابم.
آمین.